Welcome to the Curta Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, we're catching up with Jordan Gardner and talking all about his adventures in San Francisco. So welcome back to the podcast.
Good to be back, Jamie.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's been a while since you've been on. There's been a lot of episodes come out since, so it's good to have a catch-up.
Excellent.
Yeah, the first thing though, I want to congratulate you on your new podcast you started, The Newly Grad.
Yeah, well, as you can probably see, probably by the time this recording goes up, I've still only recorded one episode. I really need to get back to that. I've been super busy, as we'll talk about in a minute. I've been to San Francisco. Oh, it's crazy that you start a podcast and you just, I don't know, run out of time to record episodes.
Yeah, it's funny how that happens. Like I have like a strict regime where I kind of just, or regimen where you basically, I've got a whole list of things to talk about and I make sure that I record like a few of them in a week. Like every week I'm recording a few, and then if ideas run out or run out of time, at least I know I've got a couple up my sleeve that I can put out. It's tricky finding the time because it does. The more and more I do it, the more time it seems to take up. Like it's like, oh, I'll do a bit more preparation now, and it really does eat up in the time. So it's like a 10-minute episode turns out to be like 30 minutes of prep work. So there's 40 minutes you've got to find up for one episode. You know, it gets difficult.
Exactly that. Yeah, I'm finding I need to be perfect with the episode content. So that takes a while in itself.
Yeah, true. Very true.
I think I just need to dive in and do more.
Yeah, it is a little bit of that just doing it kind of thing, you know. It's like you look at a new like framework that comes out and you look at it and like, oh, yeah, you really just need to dive in. You can't just, yeah. But, yeah, it's good that you started. I can't wait to hear some more. The first one was really awesome, so I'm really keen to see some more pop up in my feed.
Awesome. Good to hear.
Yeah. So we'll get talking to you about the main thing that's been happening is you recently spent, was it a week in San Francisco?
Yeah, 10 days in San Francisco.
Yeah, and that was through, was it Startup Catalyst?
Yeah. So for viewers who don't know, Startup Catalyst is a program that was started by Steve Baxter, who in Australia, he's one of the Shark Tank hosts on TV. So he had the idea that there's a lot of people who come to him that are business focused and they have good ideas, but they can't execute these ideas at all. They're not technical in the slightest. So he wants to sort of switch that up. And, he's doing that by taking 20 under 25 year olds from, Southeast Queensland over to San Francisco. So Silicon Valley and, giving them a taste of life over there.
Yeah. Which is awesome. Like, it's something you don't really hear of. It's a very unique thing that he's doing, I think, at least from the Australian market or the Australian industry.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think there's anything else in Australia like that.
No. And you were very lucky along with how many others were involved in the program?
So 19 others, 20 including myself.
Right. And how did you even get, like, how did you get in on board with this program? Was there, like, a prerequisites or...?
There was a application process that opened up maybe April, May, June, sometime earlier this year. And yeah, I went through the interview process. Quite a tough interview. They ask questions that are frequently asked by Y Combinator and all sorts of things like that.
Okay.
Trying to just get rid of the not so good talent, but got through that this year, so yep, I got a 10-day trip out of it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it's really exciting. It's interesting that they're taking on the Y Combinator approach, because I know that the Y Combinator, like the trying to get in, is super hard. Like it really basically gets rid of the people who are not fully committed and who haven't really worked out what they really want to do, kind of thing.
Very much so. We were even talking to some people over there who took part in Y Combinator, the CEO of Posterous, who now works at Twitter.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. He says it's very hard.
Yeah, I could imagine. Like, all you hear, like, and there's people I've heard before, like some of the bigger names that they've gone and tried to get into it, and even they can't. You look and you're like, how did they not get in? It's pretty amazing. You know, the selection criteria must be very, very high.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me more about the whole San Fran trip. Like, you went and seen a lot of the big top players in tech in San Fran.
We did. So, of course, we went to the big three, Facebook, Google, and Twitter. And so much more. We went to some tiny little startups, went to some big ones, and we even went to some of the funders, so like Excel Partners. We went very close to the end of the trip, and we got a lot of insights into that. So met up with a lot of Aussies over there, met up with Aussies inside Facebook and Google and stuff again. Oh, it was awesome, really awesome. It's good to hear like a Australian perspective on American life.
Yeah, because there seems to be a lot of Australians who have either moved or transitioned over to San Fran working at a lot of these companies. It's surprising the amount of numbers that have moved over there to work in these jobs.
Absolutely. And like, even myself after this trip, I've sort of considered, maybe I could make a move over there.
Yeah, like I was reading a few, because I've actually started following a few of the people that are on the trip, and there's been some great blog posts that people have been doing, like just daily what's been happening. And it sounds like a paradise for anyone who's in tech, really.
Oh, absolutely. Although the takeaway is it's not too hard to get a sort of Silicon Valley back home here. I think I'm about to do a event next week, and I'm going to be talking about the trip. And I think the takeaways that I'll be explaining there are it's really just a mindset change that needs to happen.
Okay.
It's surprisingly not too different. It's really only the only advantages they have over there are funding and maybe just a lot more resources in general. So, everyone's talking startups there on the street and everything. So that, I think that just needs to happen here, and bam.
Yeah, because I know that they're trying to do that with Silicon Lakes and things like that. I know they're trying to make the Gold Coast to be basically the San Francisco of Australia. Is that still true? Do you know?
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to see that happen.
Oh, so would I, definitely. You know, because I hear like in San Fran, you can basically go and get coffee and talk code pretty much with one of the baristas. It seems to be that tech involved in San Fran.
You can do that with baristas. You can do that with Uber and taxi drivers. They all seem to have startups themselves.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, everyone. This whole entrepreneurial kind of thing. Everyone's kind of getting in there. And I think it's interesting. Like, I follow a lot of guys like Gary Vee and that, and how they talk about the tech side of things and where things are headed. And it's very, very surprising that there are so many entrepreneurs coming out. Like, there's tons in Australia that have just been going crazy. Like, I keep forgetting your name, from Canva here in Australia. They've just secured a number of series of funding, and they're just doing incredible, you know. It's very, very interesting landscape.
Mm. And of course, there's like Atlassian and 99 Designs, both of which we visited over there. They're doing big in the States. Great to see that.
Yeah. So going more into who you visited, what was the kind of the common theme that you got that seemed to be across the board with all of them? Like, what was some of the key takeaways?
I think culture's a big part of that. So I think Twitter especially, I think Twitter's the prime example of all this. Culture is king in the company, so they do a lot to make sure that employees stick around for years and years, because I think in San Francisco, the average time a employee actually stays at a company is less than 2 years or something, some crazy small amount.
Oh, wow.
So they're trying to embrace culture. You know, you've got to be a tweep in Twitter and all sorts of things. So they have a lot of functions and whatnot. They do a lot of hackathons and stuff internally. Atlassian, of course, a big player in that.
Interesting, very interesting. Because I do know web in general, is the turnover for people staying at a company on the average is like 3 to 4 years or something. But to see it, halved in San Francisco, which I suppose it kind of makes sense, because you could easily leave one job, and you hear about this, leaving a job in the morning and having another one in the afternoon.
Yeah,
so that's quite interesting to see. It's culture's king.
Yeah, culture is king.
Yeah, and the location too. Do you think the location has a big effect, seeing as there's so many other startups around? Like, it's easy to source or go and speak to other people or talk about ideas with others because it is a hub, like everyone's there.
Oh, absolutely. I'm certain there's a lot of meetups and things that just occur nightly and whatnot. I think the first version of Startup Catalyst, they went to a number of meetups, but we didn't get that opportunity. We were absolutely buggered after every day. So nonetheless, I think a lot of meetups, a lot of events and conferences and stuff. There was a GitHub conference while we were over there and a Twitch TV one as well.
Oh, wow.
Lots of conferences happening just constantly.
Yeah, which is one of the things I think is lacking in Australia. There's not enough conferences and there's not enough meetups. Like, it's black and white different compared to in the States or even in Europe. Like, there's so much more activity in terms of networking and education, if you look at it in terms of meetup side, and you are being educated at those things. There's a lack of that in Australia, I feel.
Definitely. I think that I'd love to attend a few more. They're always in Sydney and Melbourne and stuff, and that means that we have to fly down there, stay in a hotel, whatnot. It's a bit hard, so I think we need more conferences.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Australia is very spread out compared to America in terms of, like, getting to destinations. Like, if you need to go to another city, it's usually people are talking about a couple-hour drive. For us, it's a couple-hour flight kind of thing, and it certainly adds up if you want to go to a fair few of them. So one of the other things I wanted to touch on was you went and spent some time at various startups and businesses and things like that. What did you find in terms of the little guys? Like, what were they doing compared to the big guys? Was anything really different, or were they basically the same but just slowly making their way up towards the expansion level of the bigger guys?
Yeah, definitely on the same sort of path as the big guys. We went to, I think it's KeepPass, who they do an Android app where you have photos hidden away in a secret, password-protected vault. They were quite cool because, they have the same vision and everything as all the big players have. So Facebook, Twitter, same old, same old. Yeah, I think they're set for success. I think they put a lot of time and effort into the preparation of, hey, you know, how do we go from one user to 100 million, a billion? I think they've done a good job at that. I think the partnerships and stuff, the seeders and stuff have a big role in that. They can, you know, just get a lot of massive investors giving their advice to you on a daily basis, if you so need. It's again, that's something that I think Australia really needs to get involved in.
Yeah, because we do have, like, I think it's all that access thing. Again, it's all to do with that networking aspect, which it seems to be massive over there. The networking, it seems so hard not to be able to network with someone over there. Whereas in Australia, it's a little bit easier, seeing as everything's kind of spread out and I could say that the landscape's fairly thin in terms of those kind of people that you'd want to connect with.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I do find it's very hard. Like, unless you are going to a lot of these meetups, you aren't meeting a lot of the people that, like, or even doing the events, like how we've got the startup weekends and things like that. We don't have too many of them, so it's very hard for us to meet potential investors or others who we can collaborate with or anything like that.
We need more of that too.
Yeah, certainly. I think it's something that really needs to be pushed. And I think, does the government get behind much in San Fran? Did you get to notice any of that kind of thing? Or is it mainly spurred on by other community, like within the community?
I think there's a bit of, I guess in a way, yeah, the government sort of has a pro startup approach to things, but then again, they do like to just stay out of the way.
Okay.
Interesting to note that with Twitter, the San Francisco government actually told them, "Hey, we've got a place in Tenderloin, which is the infamously I guess it's a bit of a homeless district."
Okay.
And the San Francisco government actually provided this location to Twitter, I think, free of charge or at least minimal cost. So they seem to help startups where it needs help. Otherwise, they just stay out of the way. But then again, there's a bit of opposition with the startups as well. Airbnb had some campaign running at the time with billboards and stuff. I think against some proposition, some law that was about to go in place there.
Yeah, so I heard about that. That made a big big fluff, kerfuffle around on the web. It was pretty full on for them.
Oh, crazy. It was everywhere. It was. I saw TV ads, I saw billboards, I saw bus shelters just covered with it. There seems to be a bit of opposition. That could just be an Airbnb thing, but true. Oh. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, just to finish things up, I want to know what you really took away from that 1 week, those 10 days in San Fran. Did it make a massive impact on you, and what were the main takeaways you got from it?
I think it really has. It's completely shifted my mindset. I think it's given me an air of, I guess, confidence, really. The only way you're going to make a successful startup over there is by connections and stuff. So that's where the meetups and stuff come in. And I think that's really, shifted my mindset. I need to be more social and everything. And it's hard because I can be so introverted sometimes, but I need to be the complete opposite. I'm going to be outgoing and talkative and everything. And I think I saw that myself change throughout the trip. And I think it's really sunken in after the trip. Somehow I'm going to be part of a conference next week. I can't believe that.
Yeah, so quickly tell me a little bit more about the conference that's coming up.
Yeah, so that's Big Blue Sky. It's a they don't like to call it a conference. It's more of a festival of the mind. So what we want to do is just change the Gold Coast in a number of ways, not just startup focused, but environmental focus. There's all sorts of focuses for this day, and we want the biggest minds on the Gold Coast to get their brains together, think of solutions to get things in motion, and I think it's going to be a really fun day.
Awesome. That's really exciting. I'll have to check it out more. I have looked into it a little bit, but haven't really got into it. It's the concept behind it seems really good, and I think it's definitely something that's going to push the Gold Coast forward. For sure.
Actually, I should clarify because next Thursday might not be clear enough. It's Thursday. when is the day? The 5th of November. It might have already happened by the time this recording airs.
Maybe, yes. I think it might, actually. But yeah, it's really good to see more of these things happening. Like, it's definitely something that needs to happen in a lot of areas. I think we're kind of neglected, it feels like, in Australia, or I'm probably better to say we're a little bit behind in terms of other places. Like, you look in Europe and America, or even in places in South America, like, they're doing a lot more in terms of these kind of things.
Mm. Even places like Israel. Like, Israel doesn't have a big population, so all the startups in there have to think globally from day one. So, you know, they have to fit the US market and wherever else they want to target, because their internal population is nowhere near as much as, you know, they won't get much money out of themselves.
No, it's very true. Yeah, well, I think that one of the big things that's really helping is the actual online conferences. That helps a bit, but I still think the in-person conference is the way to go, because you get to do all that networking, you get to be off your computer, which is one thing that I'm a pretty big supporter of these days. But yeah, I think that those kind of things need to happen, but I think what others are doing is something we really need to look at and do. Like, I'm sure there probably are people doing it, but there's not enough to really give that push that Australia and particularly the Gold Coast needs.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, there needs to be more done there.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Jordan. Any last parting words that you'd like to let us know from San Fran, or anything you've got coming up or anything like that you'd like to just promote?
Nothing in particular. As always, you can find me on Twitter at Jordsta, Jordsta. You can visit my website, which I think that's gone up between the last interview and now. It's just more of a like a personal resume of sorts. Nothing else at the moment. Hopefully some things in the workings, but I'll keep you posted.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Jordan.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Well, that's the end of the episode. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Jordan. Please feel to reach out if you've got any questions for him. If you have any questions for me, please leave a comment on codacatchup.com, send an email to codacatchup@gmail.com, or even leave a tweet at codacatchup on Twitter. Anyway, that's it. We'll catch the next episode.